It's the Mix on 90.7 WKGC, and a happy Wednesday morning. The week is sure flying by, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, not so much, though, if you're a Glenn Campbell fan.
No.
The Rhinestone Cowboy passed away, I don't know if it was
yesterday.
It was yesterday.
Mm-hmm. It was.
And an incredible story, really. Jason Hedden is here in the studio. I think you were talking earlier about the documentary that was done on him a couple of years ago after he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, and his ability to continue to play music. Even though he couldn't really function very well.
Yeah, part of that, I don't think he was really recognizing his own children that were on stage with him, performing with him, but he could still play. He was having some trouble with the words, but for some reason, he could still play. He's one of the best guitar players ever came around, especially for a self-taught finger picker. But my goodness, he could still play guitar.
Yeah.
He'd been battling Alzheimer's since 2011,
yeah.
So 6 years he continued to play and perform on that farewell tour.
And he recorded an album for it, too.
He did. And three of his eight kids are on that album since they played with him on the farewell tour. He's eight kids, by the way.
The documentary is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very open and honest. Mm-hmm. And, you know, his wife, you know, talks about...
His fourth wife.
Yeah. He doesn't remember the other three. His wife, she really is very open and honest about the issues he's having and how they try to keep him where he's supposed to be, but mm-hmm. what's amazing is his ability to continue to play the guitar like mm-hmm. he did. It speaks to the power of music.
Yes, it does.
So, passing of Glenn Campbell, how old was he?
He was 81, and additionally, in his bio, he was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame back in 2005 and received a Grammy Lifetime Achievement in 2012.
Wow.
And, of course, best known for that number one song we just played, Rhinestone Cowboy. And, of course, the Wichita Lineman.
I was just going to
say
that
one, too.
Gentle on My Mind.
Oh, yes. I can't decide.
That's my
favorite. It's hard to decide.
We may play another Glenn Campbell tune here. We've got some folks in the studio, but first, we have on the phone line with us Don Arias from Tyndall Air Force Base. Don, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine, Scott. How are you?
We're doing great. You've got something going on out at Tyndall that's coming up, so tell us a little bit about it.
We got all kinds of stuff going on here at Tyndall, but of particular interest is a job fair that's happening here tomorrow, August 10th, at 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Horizons Ballroom here on base. Basically, they're looking for people to fill some positions here as cooks, guest services, child care providers, laborers, custodial workers, clerks, barristers, bartenders, recreational aides. I mean, there is on-the-spot applications and interviewing taking place.
Now, Don, can I get a job as a pilot?
Sure. Just come on down. We'll sign you right up. Raise your right hand. Repeat after me.
And are all these jobs on Tyndall Air Force Base?
They are on Tyndall Air Force Base. That's
right.
Well, who can apply for some of these positions?
Well, anybody can apply for them, quite frankly. It is, you know, the problem is getting on the base. You know, you've got to be sponsored on the base to come to the job fair. So everyone's encouraged to apply, particularly retirees are encouraged to apply, dependents, military dependents, people like that. You know, as long as you're legally able to work in the U.S. and you have a work permit and you qualify for the position for which you're applying, you'll be considered.
Well, what is NAF employment? Because I'm looking at a flyer here that has something on there about that. What is NAF?
Oh, NAF. Yeah, NAF employment is non-appropriated funds. In other words, it's considered federal employment. It is different, though, from federal civil service employment. It's federal employment, but it's not civil service because the money used to pay for the salaries of NAF employees come from a different source. So NAF money is self-generated by Air Force clubs, bowling centers, golf courses, through fees. So just like you have to get a recreational permit to visit parts of Shell Island to visit parts of the base, like hunting leases, and all those fees go to pay for NAF employees.
Okay.
They're all self-funding.
Well, and how do you apply for NAF employment then?
Yeah, you come to this job fair.
Just come to the job fair.
I mean, you can also go to www.nafjobs.org and then follow the instructions there. I mean, www.nafjobs.org would would get you there.
So you could apply online first, then head to the job fair and snag yourself a job right on the spot. Is that true?
Oh,
maybe
sorry.
You can't hear my mic.
Oh, I hear you now, Tori.
Oh,
I didn't
okay.
have you plugged in. That was my fault. Great question. Go ahead and ask it again.
Let me see if I can remember. What?
if you apply online today,
right,
can you buzz on out there tomorrow and get interviewed?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what the process is for instant interviews. I don't know if it'll give you a leg up or not, but I know it wouldn't hurt.
Right.
You can do an on-the-spot application and interview tomorrow, or you could come on out.
Weekly test of the emergency alert system from WKGC 90.7 FM, your local public radio station, a broadcast service of Gulf Coast State College in Panama City, Florida. Once again, this is only a test.
So you see a lot of military activity in the air around Tyndall Air Force Base. You know what's going on. We're going to see H-860G Pave Hawks, H-130C Combat Kings, A-10 Thunderbolts, of course, the F-22 Raptors, T-38 Talons, all from, you know, the one you flew in, Scott.
Right.
All from Tyndall Air Force Base. And from Moody Air Force Base, they're going to be down here exercising together.
Excellent.
So you're going to see a lot of cool stuff. And we've got a lot of construction going on as well.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we've got that new Tyndall boardwalk out at Shell Island.
That's right.
I heard about that.
$80,000 worth of renovation out on the Shell Island dock, and boardwalk is underway right now. I mean, the project started back in July 31st, actually, and it's expected to be completed August 29th. But the contract is a local contractor. The boardwalk is in bad shape, and it became a safety hazard after a while. So the Air Force finally got the money to be able to do something, and they're fixing it up.
Well, Don, when can we get you back here in the studio?
Well, heck, I'm dying to come on back in. How about next week sometime?
We'll hook
Sounds
it up.
Sounds good.
All right. Hey, thank you, Don Arias from Tyndall Air Force Base. There's a job fair going on August 10th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Horizons Ballroom right there on the base. So
that's tomorrow.
That is tomorrow. Thank you for joining us this morning, Don.
Yeah, if you have any questions about the job fair, call 283-2019, 283-2019.
Thank you very much.
All right, take care.
Don Arias from Tyndall Air Force Base. We have in the studio this morning Horn Stew. Hold tight, guys. Give me about 1 minute. We'll hear some great music from Horn Stew on the mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Florida's hurricane drought ended in 2016 with Hermine. Then came the near miss from Matthew, reminding us all how powerful a major storm could be. With new upgrades this season, our team of meteorologists from the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network are even more committed to helping you through a storm. Updates are also available on the mobile app, Florida Storms. The Florida Public Radio Emergency Network is supported by this station and Citizens Property Insurance, online at citizensfla.com.
The Bay County Sheriff's Office is hosting the 14th Annual Wilderness Camp Golf Tournament Saturday, August 12th. This annual fundraiser helps cover the cost for teen boys to attend the camp, which includes team building, problem solving, and outdoor activities. Take a swing and support Bay County's at-risk youth through the Bay County Sheriff's Office Wilderness Camp Fundraiser Golf Tournament at the Holiday Golf Course Saturday, August 12th. Cost is $70 per person or $280 per team. For more information, contact Lieutenant Guilford at 248-4788.
A blend of your favorite rock, pop, and country classics. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 FM, WKGC.
Thank you.
All right. We've got Horn Stew in the studio with us this morning. Great job, guys. And so somebody's going to need to grab a microphone. Tom, which microphone are they working on this morning?
They're all on.
They're all on. All right. So, hi. Welcome to the mix. This sounds like a group that is, you know, seasoned and been traveling the world playing some jazz music for the last 20 or 25 years.
I know. But
these guys
aren't amazing.
Anywhere near 20 or 25, are you? Anybody?
No.
If I could get an autograph from all you guys, so...
Yeah. I'll be 18 on Sunday.
Jake's going to be 18 on Sunday. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
And we, first off, let's introduce everybody, because I know a couple of you, and some of you I don't. We'll start here. Guitar?
I'm Andrew Tinch. I'm the guitar player for Horn Stew.
Very good. Trumpet player?
I'm Cody Carpenter, trumpet player for Horn Stew.
My name is Jake Melvin. I am the bass player for Horn Stew.
My name is Austin Sanders, and I am the drummer for Horn Stew.
And I'm Brandon Pacer, and I play keyboard.
Excellent. But of course, we didn't hear some of those instruments this morning. I know it's difficult to bring that up here.
Yeah, it's kind of a hassle.
Yeah, it is a little bit. And I was curious. I wasn't sure how we were going to be able to pull this off as an acoustic sort of thing, but you guys did a great job. So tell us a little bit about Horn Stew. How long have you all been together? Where did it come from? Whose brainchild was this?
We've been around for almost 2 years. I think late September, it will be our second anniversary. But it really started out when I was a freshman in high school, and these guys were, and two of them were seniors, and two of them were juniors. And what it all started with was we were jamming to it was just two trumpets and a trombone player, but we were jamming to a New Orleans traditional tune called Second Line. Wynton Marsalis plays it almost every gig.
Sure.
But we played it, and we were thinking, hey, this is pretty cool. Let's learn some jazz. And so we started to do learn some other stuff, but then it got to where we knew that it wouldn't be like a horn band anymore, so we turned it into really just a jazz group with a rhythm section and a horn player. So that's how it came.
I think our big break was whenever that group before they did the talent show at Mosley. They played, what was it?
It was
Brooklyn.
That was before any of the rhythm section, and I saw what was going on there. They had a little thing going, and I wasn't a part of the band yet. There was no bass player because I had a tuba.
Cowbell.
I wanted to be a part of the band so bad. I picked up the cowbell, and I was just going in on the cowbell.
Yeah, that's.
And
that's,
then, once we actually ended up winning the talent show that year, and I think that was like one of the big things that like. That really gave us exposure, you know, that like really put us out there. Everyone was like, whoa, what they're doing is cool, you know. Like, it was also really cool to see the high school students to like appreciate that kind of stuff as well, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
You didn't really see that.
How many of you guys are still in high school?
Just one. Now.
Just one. Just what are the rest of you guys doing? You're coming to Gulf Coast? Excellent.
Yeah. Like
the best answer.
Yeah. Like Jason said earlier, three of us are actually about to be here at Gulf Coast on music scholarships.
Congratulations.
Wow, great.
We're all music majors.
I'm the only one who's not staying in town, which is sad. Going out to FSU in Tallahassee. But I know I'll be back next summer, and during breaks and everything, bring back the OG group, bring back play again.
Are you getting a replacement keyboardist?
No,
you can't replace this guy.
Yeah, not at the moment.
You really can't duplicate
Scott,
ourselves.
Scott, are you applying for a job here?
No.
Is this okay? I was just wondering.
No.
as a keyboard player, you worry me when you start applying for jobs like that.
I'm very confident that he's much better than I am. So, no, I would not submit these poor guys to this. They're on the way up. We don't want to.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't want
no anchors.
Out. No, not at all.
And they have some gigs coming up.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, tell us about, you got a big gig coming up this weekend, don't you?
Yes, we are playing in the Backstage Pass concert series this
Friday.
And
this isn't your first time for that mm-hmm. either.
This isn't our first time. This is, we did this last year.
Right.
It's $5 to get in. It's at 6:30. Mm. And get there early, though, because the seats, as soon as they open the door, everyone starts pouring in. And
it is an intimate event. The backstage pass at the Marina Civic Center, you get to sit right down there with the band.
Yeah, they actually turn the stage sideways, and these guys will be performing in front of the fly rail. There's not a lot of seats. You need to get there early, and you come in through the stage door.
Yes, you come in the back.
On the north side at the back of the auditorium, you come in through that door. I believe you can buy drinks and snacks and stuff like that backstage. It's a really neat event. It's really neat what they do with the Civic Center and allow a large venue like that to put on a very intimate show. It's a great place. They do a great job with everything. It's well lit. It's the sound is great on stage. So if you get a chance Friday night, journey on down to the Civic Center. It's a great place. You get out of the heat, and it's nice and cool back there. And you actually get to see also backstage at the Civic Center, which is kind of neat
it's
if you haven't been
back there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to look at our weather forecast. Can you guys scrounge up another tune to play?
Yeah.
You think? Oh, I'll give you a minute to figure that out. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Hi, this is Kevin Covens, your co-host on Beale Street Caravan. Be sure to tune in next time as we feature the grand reopening of the historic Paradise Club with a performance from Bobby Rush. That's all coming up next time on Beale Street Caravan.
Saturdays at 6 p.m. on WKGC.
Fusing the arts and cutting-edge technology, Gulf Coast State College's digital media program is accepting new and returning students for fall semester. Use your own desire and creative vision to determine how far you'd like to travel on digital media's road to higher education. Earn certificates in audio or video production. Work towards an associate's degree in digital media or broadcasting. Or take it all the way to a bachelor's degree in digital media's state-of-the-art facilities. We invite you to take a tour today. Contact Dr. G at 769-1551. Extension 5886.
Hey there, this is Wesley Ryan inviting you to listen to The Positive Psychology of Pop Music, an hour of uplifting songs and the inspiring stories behind them. Join me for a brand new episode each week in August featuring my exclusive interviews with Lifehouse, Tiffany, John McLaughlin, Gloria Loring, and Matt Albert. It's The Positive Psychology of Pop Music, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. right here on WKGC 90.7.
The summer heat and humidity will continue through the weekend, but I do think that we'll see a better chance of some scattered showers and thunderstorms out there today and again tomorrow. Highs in the upper 80s at the coast and beaches, low 90s inland, but it'll feel like 100 to 105. Then we'll see a daily chance of showers and storms all through the weekend, but many dry hours, highs in the low to mid 90s inland, upper 80s to near 90 at the coast and beaches. For GC 90.7 FM and HD, I'm News 13 meteorologist Anthony Peoples.
A blend of your favorite rock, pop, and country classics. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 FM, WKGC.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. Oh, in other words, I love you. see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hands. In other words, baby, kiss me. Oh, fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. Oh, in other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
All right.
Good
this
job.
Is Horn Stew in the studio with us this morning, and this is like I said at the first break. They sound like a seasoned old jazz band.
I'm amazed. I have a really important question though.
Okay, go for it.
For Andrew, the frontman Andrew Tinch. Do you have a girlfriend?
No. Wait.
You're about to.
What's even crazier is that actually our trumpet player Cody, he's the only one with a girlfriend in this band right now.
Perfect. Yep.
Ladies, you might be missing out on something, just saying.
Trust me, you are.
So what is it that you guys want to do with your lives? I mean, is music where you want to go? I mean, is that what you want to do? Do you want to take this and make it a career? Or do you have, other jobs? Like, you want to be a dentist or something?
Honestly, I think one of my main goals is I really want to perform in a jazz band on a cruise ship. Like, that would be awesome. Like, that's one of my main things. Like
one of my roommates in college was a trumpet major, and he ended up spending some time on a cruise ship playing in bands and doing different things. And he's an excellent trumpet player. Now he lives in Chicago and fills in for the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. He's got his own big band. I don't think he has a real job. I think all he does is play gigs, which is. I mean, that's the goal, right?
Scott,
being a musician is a real job. I mean, come on.
Well, yes, it is.
It may not be a straight job, but it's a real job.
Yes, it's a real job. In fact, these guys probably work harder than, some folks do. It's a lot of hours of practice. It's a lot of,
How often do you practice?
Yeah.
Well, we're going home to practice after this.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a music teacher's dream to hear that right there. going home to practice.
I practice about 5 or 6 hours a day sometimes.
Wow.
But usually it's like 3 or 4,
Okay.
Yeah, I've been really focusing on this song that I've been trying to like transcribe the solo on, and I spent, probably about
hours.
9 hours or so like yesterday.
Wow.
Just sitting there and playing it over and over and over again. Like, just trying to work it out.
But, well, we can tell you've been practicing. It's all paying off.
When did y'all pick up your instruments? How long have you guys been playing? Well, we haven't heard from the drummer yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How long have you been playing?
My dad was a drummer, so he bought me a set when I was like 4. Okay. But I like poked holes and stuff in it. I wasn't like big enough to play an actual
set. That's what 4-year-olds do.
Right, yeah. But he put me in like middle school band in 6th grade. And basically it all started from there.
Do you have a full set or is it more of a jazz trap set kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, I have a full set.
Okay, cool.
I grew up playing rock music. So.
There you go.
I picked up bass right after I picked up the cowbell. So whenever they said they wanted to put together a band, I had only been playing bass for about a week. So it's kind of like a sink or swim type thing for me. Like when we started playing, I could only play like quarter notes and like still don't know where my fingers go on the board of the bass.
You got to figure it out.
Yeah, it's just been a learning experience, and it's been really cool.
And keyboards. When did you start playing?
I actually started taking lessons from one of the older ladies who lives in the country club named Miss Amy Moore. I started taking lessons from her like 7th grade, 6th grade, and I'd been playing for a while. They asked me, what was it? It was right after the talent show. They asked me if I would like to play piano because, they see me playing in the morning at the band room and everything. But they asked me, and Andrew's like, all right, we're going to go through a 12-bar blues and a B-flat. I was like, 12-bar blues? What?
Well, you knew what B-flat was, so.
Yeah, I know that.
That's
note.
The first place to start, yeah.
Yeah, I knew one note. So, I just would say I'd never learned any of this jazz. And it also, like, can lead into gospel. It leads into so many different tracks with jazz. So I wouldn't be able to, I would never know the things I do now without Horn Stew and everything.
Do you play classical as well?
Yes, yes. That's how I was trained with Miss Amy.
Sure.
So she had me always playing classicals and stuff, some Stephen Heller, that kind of thing.
It's a good foundation for jazz, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's good to, like, know your notes, and it really applies to theory.
Sure.
So yeah, it's pretty good stuff.
All right, Cody, how long have you been playing, man? He's playing trumpet.
Yes, I'm a trumpet player. I've been playing for about 8 years now. I think it's like seven and a half, maybe seven years, 8 months, or something like that. But I started playing trumpet at middle school. I wanted to be a drummer, and Mr. Gray gave me a trumpet mouthpiece. He was like, buzz on this, and I was like, and he was like, you're a trumpet player now. That's how that worked.
And you're in marching band and all, or well, you were in marching band and
yes,
all that too?
I love marching band at Mosley. That was my life for a while, and now I'm thinking about auditioning for a drum corps in the fall.
Sure.
And hope that goes well. I have to learn how to march again.
Yeah.
Some friends of mine are going to teach me. So.
Well, that's all right. You'll do it.
Okay, so I've been playing guitar since I was five, but I really got serious when I was nine. I got my first guitar when I was five. My dad, who's a music educator, he tried to teach me guitar, even though he's a trumpet player. so that it didn't really last. It only lasted for about 2 months, and so then I put it down for a while, played piano and learned trumpet. Dad was teaching me trumpet, but then I still gravitate towards the guitar, and I bought, you know, I had some Buddy Holly albums, and I just played them by ear. And then my dad saw that I was trying to get serious with it, you know, learning by ear. So I got lessons when I was nine. Then I started learning jazz when I was about 11. So I've been playing for about 12 years.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
We always say Andrew is the jazz prodigy of the band. Like, without Andrew in the band, I don't think any of us would know as much as we know right now.
Anything. Yeah,
that's for sure.
So who decides what songs you want to do or that you're going to play or you're going to learn? Or
Andrew.
Yeah, well, it's usually me. Since I know, like, the most of, when it comes to repertoire, then I usually pick out what we play, but every now and then, you know, I'll write a tune. Every now and then, Jake, Austin, Bucky, or Cody say, hey, can we do this one? And it's usually really hip. So
you guys are writing some of your own material?
Yes, I've been.
Wow.
It's a struggle sometimes. But,
sure.
Yeah.
I think it's a struggle for every.
Yeah, it is.
Are you thinking about putting out a CD or?
I would love to.
I would love to, but I'm not sure if we will or not, but if it happens, then we'll let everyone know.
You know, there's a recording program here at Gulf Coast State College.
There is. It's at the other end of the campus. Yeah, you have
They've
to
got a nice
get a cab or take a hike or something, but yeah, they have a nice facility down there.
Well, it's 9:44. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with a little bit more of Horn Stew in just a few moments. You're listening to your local public radio station, the only one in HD. This is The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. I'm looking for my spot here.
You just go ahead and talk while you're looking for the spot.
That's fine.
There.
Okay.
Hi, this is Kevin Covens, your co-host on Beale Street Caravan. Be sure to tune in next time as we feature the grand reopening of the historic Paradise Club with a performance from Bobby Rush. That's all coming up next time on Beale Street Caravan.
Saturdays at 6 p.m. on WKGC.
Hey there, this is Wesley Ryan, inviting you to listen to the positive psychology of pop music, an hour of uplifting songs and the inspiring stories behind them. Join me for a brand new episode each week in August, featuring my exclusive interviews with Lifehouse, Tiffany, John McLaughlin, Gloria Loring, and Matt Albert. It's the positive psychology of pop music, Wednesdays at 3 p.m., right here on WKGC 90.7.
And spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport.
We are spanning the globe on the next of Soul of Jazz. Music from Australia, Japan, England, Germany, and the US of A. The Soul of Jazz airs Saturdays at 7 p.m. right here on GC 90.7 FM and HD.
You're listening to The Morning Mix with Scott Kirkman on 90.7 WKGC.
Thank you.
90.7 WKGC. We are really lucky to have in the studio this morning Horn Stew, a bunch of young guys, really. Three of you guys, four guys are college students. One still in high school. What year are you in high school?
I'm a junior now.
Junior. Very good.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You know, there were points I wanted to get up and dance.
Yeah.
But I don't know what. How do you dance to that?
I don't know.
Carefully.
Don't know.
In this room right now with all these people, very carefully.
Is it a couples? Seriously, though, when you jazz dance, is it a couples dance? Or do you just kind of get out there and boogie?
These guys are too busy playing. They can't dance.
Well,
it can be anybody.
You can do anything you want.
It can be with your
you just do what you feel.
You just improv like we do, you know? Improv it.
All right.
You know, one of the interesting things is that, it's nothing new to have student musicians that are in bands, but this type of band is unique to find, particularly with the musical maturity to understand what your role is, and that's very apparent just watching you all here in the room together. Everybody understands their role. Having been with young musicians a lot, oftentimes everybody wants what they consider to be the front role, and no one recognizes that everybody plays an important part. It's a part of a team, so you guys are definitely handling that.
Fantastic job.
We got Jason Hedden here.
Yeah, Tori, you mentioned dancing. Well, Friday night at Backstage Pass, you'll see lots of folks dancing.
You can just get up and dance there. Oh, great.
Last year, a bunch of people were up, so they'll leave some area up front. So Friday night at 6:30 at Marina Civic Center as part of Backstage Pass. Doors open at 6. It's only $5. Get in. All the proceeds go to benefit local arts and education programs. As head of visual and performing arts, I got to get this plug in. You know, we have a recently formed jazz band here at Gulf Coast State College. And so you can play with three of these guys.
Great.
And also a concert band. Registration's open. Class starts the 21st. So if you want to come out and hang with these guys.
Yeah, ladies, if you play an instrument, go ahead and sign up for that class.
Yeah, we would love to sign you up.
Hey, don't forget about that choir, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got concert chorale. We've got concert band. Lots of great opportunities, so.
Good stuff. Fellas, we really appreciate you guys coming in here this morning, and you're welcome to come back anytime.
Oh, yeah.
Please do. And we're going to try to make a little more room for you so we can bring the drummer in.
Do you want to hear one more?
I would love one more.
Oh,
if you got
play
one
us
more.
Out.
What are you going to play us out with?
Let's do a Charlie Parker tune. It's Billy's Bounce.
You're listening to Horn Stew on the Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Thank you.